75 checking in for the remix. You know they had that 75 Street Brazil. Well, this year's gonna be called Calle Ocho. Que hola gata, que hola omega. And this how we gonna do it. Dale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. I know you want me.
One more segment here on the Darren Coughlin Experience. Apparently Tuesdays are Fat Tuesday now. It's with the Fat Beat.
Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday. Real quick, I just want to tell you guys about the best restaurant you're going to eat at the entire in the entire state of Colorado, Juicy Burgers and Dogs up north. They have a brand new location off of 9470 Grant Street. It's real close to downtown Denver and all of the suburbs. Just take I-25 north to the Thornton Parkway exit. Take a right to Grant Street, just a couple blocks down. Take a left, and you'll see their brand-new location. They probably have their brand-new mobile truck, their food truck, parked out front. It says Big Juicy with a big hamburger on the front. Their food is sourced locally. It is made fresh daily. It is exactly what it is. Big, and it's juicy, and it's delicious. They've got char burgers, char buffalo burgers, and green chili burgers. Their hot dogs are 100% beef, and they're huge. And they have all these toppings that they make fresh every day. Fried jalapenos, french fries, onion rings, tater tots. People love tater tots.
Tater tots.
They've got tater tots they will make right there for you.
Fried jalapenos on the burger.
Yeah, on the burger. Chipotle aioli dipping sauce. They have handcrafted malts and shakes. It is just an amazing restaurant. And the staff is so friendly and so nice. You will want to go again and again. If you go up there, mention the Darren Coughlin Experience or Mile High Radio, and they will give you $2 off your next meal. That is basically a free malt or shake or a free appetizer. And who doesn't love free food? Because I know I do. Also, if you are a first responder, an EMT, a firefighter, a police officer, you get 20% off your next meal. If you are a military active or a military veteran, you also get 20% off your next meal there. And if you have children on Sundays, your kids get
Why,
free.
I have children.
Take your kids up, Darren. Your kids will eat free on Sundays.
Mm.
They really take care of the community. They're very involved. And best of all, the food is magnificent. Again, it's 9470 Thornton, just off of I-25 and Thornton Parkway. You can't miss it. If you want to just have someone deliver their food, Uber Eats has them. You can just find them on Uber Eats. They'll send it to you. Or you can find them where their food truck will be, www.juicyburgersanddogs.com. Anytime you're hungry or you're just urging for some great food, tell yourself, I love Juicy.
Yeah, we should probably get a script for that.
Well, I thought I did that one pretty good.
Yeah, you did. Good and long. I mean, it was good. Might have been a little long.
It's a minute long.
3 minutes long.
Well.
Or wait, were you using the fingers where it was actually 7 minutes long?
It wasn't.
German. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 minutes long.
That's how the Germans make the three.
That's how the Germans make the three? Yeah, well, also the Germans would have made it a minute because they're on time.
Well, I'm not.
But you're right. You
German.
Know what? But it's okay because I love Juicy too.
Their food's great.
They have a lot of stuff.
They do. They have a lot of food. There's a lot of stuff to cover. I mean, there's a lot of information to cover in that.
I wish the Rockies bullpen was better because then we could be talking about the Rockies win this
Dude, relax. They are winning.
But it's okay. The sports pros will take care of it.
It's 9-7, bottom of the eighth, and the Rockies are
could
not,
win it.
They probably should and probably will.
Well, they do got Holland.
Yeah, I was going to say, just get them to the ninth inning, and Holland should come out. And as bad as the middle relief has been, Greg Holland has still been really solid.
Really solid?
Really solid.
Like, spectacular, man. Yeah. Spectacular.
So
it's
just
so
gotta,
refreshing
you
having
just
a guy like
just got to get him to the ninth inning. That's all. And
I know the saves in a season. I'm sorry. I know saves, but like, do you think he could hit 50 saves this year?
I don't know.
60
what's,
saves?
What's he at now? 30.
If he gets this one, it'll be 30.
Yeah.
50?
I think he could hit 50. I mean, I think that's definitely within the realm of possibility he could hit 50. So, you know, when's the last time we had a 50-win reliever?
We've never had a 50-game
save reliever.
We've never had a 50-save reliever. We've had a 40-save reliever.
So
who was only here for 1 year, and I can't remember his name.
I can't.
But then we had Houston Street was here for a while. Of course, the all-time saves leader for the Rockies is Fuentes.
Okay. I think Holland could hit 50. I mean, the team is good enough that they're going to be in most of their games. They're going to, you know, like I said, my hope right now is that they play 500 football. A bad baseball. It'd be great if they could play 500 football too. Our Broncos probably could use the help. But I think they will probably play 500 ball between now and the end of the season and still make the playoffs.
I think they'll be better than that. They play a lot of home games, man.
It doesn't matter to this team. For the first part of the season, they were better on the road.
I think it'll matter in the second half. I think having home games, I think it will.
Why? Why do you think it makes a difference?
Because I think playing at home makes a difference. Home field advantage.
But it hasn't made a difference all
year. See, this is why I hate statistics.
That's not a statistic. That's just a fact.
What? There's home field advantage. That's what I'm talking about. I believe in home field advantage.
But there hasn't been a home field. In fact, the Rockies haven't had a home field advantage for a while. Like, not just a week or so, but like for a few years.
I know exactly where the humidor is. I know where how to disable. Well, I don't know how to disable it, but I could probably figure it out. We just need a couple big guys and not me there.
I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is the Rockies just don't. I don't know why. They just have not played well at home. For the last few years, they haven't played well anywhere. This year, they've played pretty good at home, but they played better on the road.
Yes, but I believe that they will improve their home record in the second half.
Here's what I love you, and I hammer
optimistic.
You for this. But you're optimistic for no reason. Like, there's no reason to believe that the Rockies will play better at home
I believe
the second
that the,
half,
I,
other than just you have this gut feeling
no, I
about
will,
it.
No, I believe that the Rockies will continue to play at the rate with which they are playing. They've played the whole season, which is somewhere closer to 600 than closer to 400. Okay, and will there be ebbs and flows? Yes, but overall they will finish with a winning percentage much higher than just going 500 the rest of the way. They will continue to be about 600, and they will continue to win series.
If they go 500 the rest of the season, they'll end the year closer to 600 on the season.
I mean, if they win this, it'll be their third straight. No, they're 5-5 so far in their last 10. I mean, it's not,
which is 500 ball.
Yes, but they're getting home games now, and they're starting to play teams at home. And once you get more comfortable at home, I think they'll be better at home. They had an inordinate number of road games.
They did play a lot of road games.
Were good on the road because they play a lot of road games. Now they're going to play at home.
So your theory is that just because they're going to play at home a lot more, they will be better at home.
I think that they will be better at home as they are more comfortable at home. Yes, home field advantage.
I also have a theory that if I rake my bat with a chicken claw, Jobu will help me hit home runs.
And did it? Yes, it did. So there you go.
It's not a real thing, Darren. It's not a real thing.
I saw it on film. I saw it happen right before me. I mean, of course, it wasn't a real chicken.
It's a fiction.
It was fried chicken.
It's a fiction.
Well, that's what you call fried chicken, is fiction.
It's not a real thing.
Or friction, I guess you'd call
it. I just don't. You amuse me in the fact that you have no other reason other than the fact you just feel like, I pretty much feel like they're going to be better the second half at home.
Yeah.
For no other reason other than your theory that they will be because they'll be playing at home more.
Yes. Exactly. Thank you for figuring out exactly what I was trying to say.
No, I understood what you were saying. I'm just dumbfounded at the simplicity and ridiculousness of it. I mean, there's no depth to that theory.
I see a future where they finally put it together with offense and defense, at least for a little bit, and go on another big, long winning streak.
Another big, long winning. When have the Rockies had a big, long winning streak?
Will they win 10 in a row? 9 in a row?
I don't think they'll sniff 10 in a row the second half.
They could. They're
They'll win 2, they'll lose 2, they'll win 3, they'll lose 2.
They're 3 in a row right now.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just.
And they'll probably lose to San Diego tomorrow.
I'll be there.
Okay. I mean, I would love to see them sweep. They need.
Well,
this
let's get
win.
Through this particular monstrosity first. I mean, this is ridiculous.
They needed to win the series.
They need to win the series.
They didn't need to sweep it, but they needed to win it. Now, if they can win tonight and sweep the series, then that's great. That's 4 in a row, and that puts you, you know, that probably puts you ahead of Arizona.
This will make it 3 in a row if they win this game, I believe.
If they win tomorrow, it would be 4 in a row.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying. Because tonight would make it 3. That would put you on a 4-game winning streak going into your next series, which I don't know who it's against.
Somebody, probably not the Dodgers, and probably, well, it could be, but maybe like, who do you think it is? Who do you think it is? Probably.
I feel like it's the Giants.
Probably be the Giants. We can beat those guys.
Yeah.
Baumgartner's back, but we can beat those guys.
So the.
We'll take Madison Baumgartner dirt bike racing again.
So the Diamondbacks won today.
Hey, they broke their 4-game losing streak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tomorrow, the Rockies play the Padres, and then Thursday they open up a series
Cubs
against
Who else?
Nobody.
Milwaukee?
Nobody.
They have an off day.
They are off on Thursday. That feels weird.
Okay, well then, no, because Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Who's the three games set against?
All right, so your Friday game, so they do get a game off.
Yeah, Thursday off day.
And they come back Friday. Oh, they're at home against the Pirates.
Okay, good. You know, no one's talking about the Pirates' best pitcher. I can't remember his name. I think it's Bud Norris. But he's sort of been for sale, and you might be able to make a trade to get him.
Okay.
I'm just suggesting.
I feel, you know what? I would feel more comfortable with that trade than a Verlander because I just, again, I'm still gun shy about bringing these big name players who just collapse under the
I totally feel your pain.
And we wouldn't have to give up as much to get a guy from the Pirates. Verlander's a big name that they're going to require a ton.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, it's not Miguel Cabrera.
Well, they've got about a week left before they have to. About a week before they have to. Pull any triggers.
Do you know who's
going to
talk about this better than we can? Homegrown Sports Bros.
No. Nobody talked about it better than we did.
But they can try.
They can give
it a shot. They can
try. They'll follow us. We'll be back tomorrow night. Same time, same bet channel. It's a Copeland experience. Have a wonderful Wednesday tomorrow.
It's Darren Copeland. Weeknights 8 to 10. Only on Mile High Sports.
Because you are the Abbott and to my Costello. And you are the fruit of my loom.